Country Bob FM.
And it's the Bob Almanac. Almanac quiz for the Songs of the South, Shane Martin, Alabama tribute, Friday and Saturday.
And we want to do a pair for Friday and a pair for Saturday. So
two winners
today on the Almanac quiz.
The first winner will get their choice of either Friday or Saturday.
Yep.
And then the second winner will have to be saddled with the day that's remaining.
Right.
And if they can't make it, then we'll search for another winner.
Mm-hmm.
We'll try to keep it a simple question here today for the Bob Almanac. It's Thursday, January 2nd, 1872 this date. Brigham Young. Brigham. And he brought him young, old, didn't matter.
Yeah.
When he had 25 wives, I'm sure they had varying ages.
There are varying reports of what kind of a guy he really was.
Mormon Church. 25 wives for him. Yeah. What were kind of the varying reports?
And he wasn't such a good guy.
No?
Yeah.
We had to deal with 25 wives. Well, if you had 25 wives, I don't think you would be in a good mood.
Might be ornery.
So, but no, in all seriousness, he was.
Maybe a very happy man.
He probably, anybody who has that many wives thinks he's pretty special.
Yeah.
And right. Although he did start the Mormon Church, so he was kind of special.
Yeah.
But, you know, be humble a little bit. Have some humility.
Yeah.
Did you need 25? What was the deal there? It's like a collector. He's collecting them. He was just saying, hey, I'm who I am. I can have as many as I want.
Did he remember even all their names? I don't know.
I don't think so. They were wearing name tags.
Yeah.
Hello, my name is.
Right.
On there. But he was arrested on this date on bigamy charges. Big bigamy charges. And he got 25.
Yep.
1872. 1906, patent of the day. The world's first air conditioner was patented, and it was a name that we're familiar with, Willis Carrier.
Oh, all right.
Still doing air conditioning and furnaces to this day, right?
Right, Carrier.
The Carrier Company.
That's Ken Herbeck.
I was just going to say, Ken Herbeck was a big spokesman for Carrier. Willis Carrier, 1906, 1935.
A quiet little town with an old-fashioned courthouse turns into a bedlam carnival. Crowds try to swarm in for the trial, hundreds of telegraph wires to flash the news, and battalions of photographers all awaiting the arrival of the leading player in the Hauptmann trial drama at Flemington.
Bruno Hauptmann, that trial went on and began this date, kidnap murder trial of the Charles Lindbergh baby. He was found guilty, and he did fry.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, that was the state, 1935. Did they, when they put him on the chair, did they put rings of pineapple on him? Like a ham?
I don't know.
I'm making a ham for this weekend. I'm going to do that.
Right.
Because I don't think I've ever done that before. You don't put any fruit on your meat.
I try not to.
It's not the fruit part. It's the sweet part of it.
Yeah.
And a lot of times you don't eat the fruit. You remove
right,
it. It's like putting lemon on chicken and other stuff. You put it there for the flavor and the sweetness of it. You'd probably eat it and you wouldn't even know it was a pineapple.
Probably.
Any kind of a sweetening agent there. I mean, you can use brown sugar.
Maple syrup.
Maple syrup is a good one. Lucky Charms. And, of course, you wouldn't use the bake part. You'd use the marshmallow part
right.
of Lucky Charms. You can push those into there, too. Yeah. Try that one. It's a very colorful result to your ham. This date, 1935, Bruno Hauptmann in this trial goes to business. And, of course, it was just as the newsreel said, it was a circus.
Yeah.
As you might expect, because it was the trial of the century.
It was.
Until the OJ thing came along later in the century.
Mm-hmm.
Same century, Neil.
Right.
1974.
I dreamed I was there in hillbilly heaven.
Tex Ritter passed away, the singing cowboy. Died of a heart attack at the age of 66. Just like his son passed away, John Ritter, who passed away. He was younger than 66.
I believe he was.
He also had a heart attack.
The old cowboy.
And this is a great song.
It is. Mark Stewart did a great remake of that as well.
It's fun how he talks about singing cowboys and country singers that have gone, and then ones that will be on the futures ledger. And then he comes across his name on there, and
crazy.
It's quite the thing.
Good song.
1974, 1990, we also lost.
I warn you, Miss Kitty, I didn't get where I did, taking no for an answer.
Where did you get?
Well, I was the heavyweight prize fight champion of the world.
Do you remember that episode of Gunsmoke?
Vividly.
Where Alan Hale Jr. was on there.
He was on
Bannock.
More than one.
That was the, how many do you think he was on?
For sure, two.
Yeah, he was on a lot of shows before Gilligan.
Yeah, he was on Andy Griffith.
Andy Griffith, yeah.
Came in looking for a bride in Mayberry.
He was on Bonanza.
Yeah.
There was a number of other shows. I think he was on maybe a Perry Mason. But then, of course, he was then became known.
Gilligan, why don't you stop that? You don't know anything at all about space.
I know one thing about it. You take up more of it than I do.
Very funny. Gilligan, there are three types of space. There's the space up there, the space down there, and the space between your ears.
Jonas Grumby.
Jonas Grumby, the skipper. Alan Hale Jr. passed away. He was just 71.
Great actor. Very likable.
1995. Guess who is back in office?
How the hell did Mary get his job back? Smoke crack got his job back. How the hell that happened? I mean, if you get caught smoking crack at McDonald's, you can't get your job back. That's right. They're not going to trust you around the Happy Meals. They'll send your ass to Hardee's.
This is getting as good as Albania.
It really is.
That's Chris Rock. Yeah, Marion Barry was back in office. He was inaugurated as mayor of Washington, D.C. again after serving a six-month prison sentence for selling crack and smoking crack and using it, whatever else you do with it.
Must be a heck of a politician.
Well, either that, he's a heck of a mayor. They loved him.
Yeah, nobody wanted the gig otherwise.
Well, that too. I don't know who would. 1995. 1999. You know what you're listening to right now, Neil?
Probably the...
A Singing Fish.
The Singing Fish, yes. Yeah. I was trying to remember the name.
Big Mouth Billy Bass.
Yes. Billy Bass. There we go.
The Big Mouth, Billy Bass, Take Me to the River by, who's that, the Talking Heads? And then, of course, the other song that the original Big Mouth Billy Bass sang was Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Right.
Those are the two options. And this was huge. It was released on this date, 1999. And everybody had to have one, except for me. Everybody had to have one. Did you ever have one?
I did not.
My dad had like five or six. He was really, I think he was actually a regional distributor of the Big Mouth Billy Bass.
I know furniture and things pallets and pallets of them in their warehouse. Oh, it was great.
You had to get in on the ground floor because that crashed pretty fast.
It did.
Kind of like the popularity of Gangnam Style by Psy.
Mm.
But Billy Mouth, Big Mouth Billy Bass, and there were many knockoffs and cheap imitations, although Big Mouth Billy Bass was actually pretty cheap, too.
Right.
But the whole mechanism was fun.
Yeah.
How it kind of then stuck its head out and then faced you.
Right.
First time you seen it.
Like a 45-degree angle.
Yeah. People were so excited about it, Jesus could show up, the Messiah. And they go, that's nice. Here, take a look at this, what I got in the wall first. Have you seen one of these? It's Big Mouth Billy Bass. We love it.
Right.
It is the best. So, Big Mouth Billy Bass, 1999. We also have to say goodbye to...
Now, have I got your curiosity going, Mean Gene?
Indeed you do, Jesse. Let's have it.
We're going to give it to you right now. I am now announcing Jesse the Body Ventura's new tag team partner. Come on in here.
Oh, my word.
Mr. Saito.
I can't believe this, Jesse. What a bombshell.
Oh, it was a bombshell, and nobody announced bombshells better than Mean Gene Okerlund. He passed away this day.
Simply the best.
2019.
Oh.
Gene Okerlund passing away. He was only 76 years old.
Burnsville.
He had a son that played hockey.
Yeah.
Todd Okerlund, who played for the North Stars.
Yeah,
and I think he went to the University of Minnesota.
I believe so.
Played in the Olympics. Gene Okerlund, though, Mean Gene, probably the best wrestling interviewer, promo interviewer ever.
I don't know anybody better. You can throw them all out there, but it'd be hard to top Gene.
It certainly would be.
And now to the ring for All-Star action.
How about some bonus Gene Okerlund here?
All right, here we go again, ladies and gentlemen, on our fantastic...
fantastic hour of All-Star Wrestling, the Major League in professional wrestling.
So we got Rocky Stone versus Jumping Jim Brunzel, and guess who the third man in is as referee?
Scrap Iron Gadaski.
Close. Kenny, the Sodbuster J. Well,
they both did some refereeing.
Is the referee. And that those clips are actually from his last AWA show.
Oh, really?
On December 31st, 1983. That's before he also made the jump
right
to the WWF.
The money, I'm sure, was just too good to pass up.
Oh, no doubt about that. No doubt. 2023, so this was now 2 years ago.
And now another Bills player is down.
Oh. This is probably scary.
Tell exactly who that is.
Maybe Hamlin.
It was. Damar Hamlin, who collapsed. Due to a cardiac arrest, he got hit in the chest just perfectly.
Yes.
And it's something that can happen.
It wasn't malicious.
No.
I mean, it was just a good hit, but
yeah.
It just caught him perfectly.
Yeah, caught him perfect. They say that if it catches you perfect and a certain at the beat of your heart, it's happened to people who have gotten hit by baseballs and other things.
Yeah.
He was technically dead, and they had to revive him on the field. And then he came back the next season, and he's playing now for the Bills.
Yeah.
And they got a pretty good club.
They have a very solid team.
I was speculating with Terry Train on Tuesday. I think my dream matchup, if the Vikings were to make it to the Super Bowl, they get that number one seed. Let's hope, cross our fingers. But it'd be Bills and Vikings.
Somebody would finally win.
Four losses versus four losses. I think that'd be fantastic.
It would.
The storylines would be outstanding.
Yes,
it would.
All
right, we're going to move on to birthdays now today. And again, we're doing the quiz. We've got the Chanhassen Dinner Theater, Shane Martin's Alabama Songs of the South tribute. So listen for your chance to win a quiz. Two chances to win, too. So.
Well, isn't that extra special?
Church lady. I just want our partners to know. We have repented, and we need their emotional and financial support now more than ever.
It's true.
I don't know if that's Jim Baker or if it's Phil Hartman as Jim Baker. I don't think the real Jim Baker was on Church Lady.
I don't think so. Would have been, it maybe helped his career at
yes,
some point.
Yes, exactly. Probably been able to do more fundraising. I need to pay for all of my legal fees.
Right.
Please give.
We need your help.
We need us. Jim Baker of Jim and Tammy fame.
Yeah.
And in fame, really,
right.
Because, he was in, he had some issues, some dalliances that he got caught.
Right.
And then she was a mess.
Jessica Hahn.
And Jessica Hahn was her name, yes. Or as the church lady called her, Jessie. And Dana Carvey, they just did Church Lady a couple of Saturday Night Lives ago.
Oh, really?
And they revived it, and they had David Spade come on as Hunter Biden, and it was good. It wasn't as good as the originals, but
yeah,
it was still good. It was nice nostalgia.
There you go.
And Jim Baker of the PTO Ministries, 85.
We got a great show tonight, folks. In fact, we are still finding creatures left behind from my first guest's many appearances on this program. He is the director of the world-famous Columbus Zoo, located in world-famous Columbus, Ohio. Please say hello to world-famous Jack Hanna. Jack, come out here.
Jack Hanna, 78 today. One of those late-night animal guys.
Yeah, great guest.
How are you doing?
Hey, how was that?
Buford. Look here, Buford.
That's a great-looking... That's a black bear, isn't it?
This is a black bear.
How old is this bear?
Bringing a bear out on the Letterman Show, and, of course, David always reacting.
Carson first,
humorously.
And then Letterman.
Yeah.
Were
great. I don't know if Jack Hanna was ever on to the Tonight Show.
Yeah, he might not have been.
Carson always have, what's his... Jim Fowler.
Jim Fowler from
Wild Kingdom.
Yep.
He would come on, and he was fantastic.
That was good.
Jack Hanna is 78 today.
I can't believe you followed me home.
It was the only way I could get to talk to you. Wait a minute, how come you go to West Beverly High? You don't live anywhere near Beverly Hills.
Look, my life is private, okay? How dare you come anywhere near my house?
Hey, have you heard of open enrollment, Brandon?
Mm-hmm.
Heard of open enrollment?
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's from Beverly Hills 90210. Gabrielle Carteris.
Ooh.
She was the one with glasses, kind of the geeky
one.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Okay.
But, Brandon still had the hots for her.
Right.
And she is, I didn't know she was this old, 64. She must have, are all the 90210 actors that are still with us? Are they in their 60s?
I guess.
Or was she a little older playing that role? Yeah. 90210. Are we just getting older? That and it was a lot longer a ago. Older, it does maybe. Seem young. Exactly.
I mean, it doesn't sound old to me.
Do you remember Tia Carrere?
Yeah, very fetching young lady.
From
Wayne's World, I remember her from.
That's what this is from. This is from Wayne's World. Yeah. She's doing Ballroom Blitz. Pretty good version of it.
Yeah. I'd say Wayne outpunted his coverage.
I think both Wayne and Garth had a little swing.
Yes.
As a result, Tia Carrere, 58 today. Remember that Jerry Maguire movie?
I do.
Are you ready, Jim?
I'm ready.
I want to make sure you're ready, brother.
Here it is. Show me the money.
He was showing him the money. No, he wanted to be showed the money.
The money, right.
And
that quickly
Tom
became
Cruise had to show him the money. He was
a catchphrase.
Yes. And it's Cuba Gooding Jr. today.
Mm-hmm. Good actor.
I remember his father, Cuba Gooding Sr., wasn't he in Main Ingredient?
Yes, a band.
Everybody
yes.
plays the fool.
Yes.
He sang that song. Dun-dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun.
Yep.
Okay, so he is 57 here today.
Everybody plays
That's
the
it.
Fool.
That is the song. I'm glad I was able to trigger a memory here today. One step at a time. Short step. Short baby steps here on the Bob Morning Show. Now it's time for Gone But Not Forgotten.
What?
Yes.
Already?
Yeah.
So there was no birthdays and no Gone But Not Forgottens here. Very small list here for Gone But Not Forgottens. I'm going to start with science fiction writer Isaac Asimov. Asimov. As am I. Born 1920. Of course, I think the Minneapolis paper still carries the Isaac Asimov quiz in the back of the variety section. And that was the day way I started my day.
I don't get the paper decades. Anymore.
See, so I don't either.
I don't know. You have to check.
I did. Maybe it was on Thanksgiving. I think we had the paper on Thanksgiving. Someone in my house wanted all the ads.
Oh, you know, sure. Come for out Black for that Friday. One. Yeah, right.
And I went, here's a quiz. It was still in there. I don't remember the category.
What year was that? This year?
Yeah.
Oh, it was this year. Okay, so it is still in there. It's still there. Okay, very good. All right.
So Isaac Asimov was born on this day, 1920. And one of the artists that we feature here, he had his own TV show on NBC in the mid-60s for a very short time. It was kind of a fill-in job. The Roger Miller Show. Hall of Fame country star, singer-songwriter Roger Miller.
You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. In a buffalo herd.
It's difficult.
You can be happy if you've mine too. You can't.
You know, that was a deleted scene from, I think, season 3 of Yellowstone. They were playing this song. I think it was Walker was singing it. He was one of the cowboys, but he was the singing cowboy there amongst the cowboys at the Dutton Ranch.
Okay.
And they were roller skating in amongst a buffalo herd, but they cut it out. They just thought it was too silly. Because the very next scene, they were dropping off a body at the train station. So it just didn't. It just didn't mix well.
Roger Miller, though.
Let's enjoy a little bit of this. Yeah. Who needs an instrument?
You need maple syrup on something, too. He's the guy to get it from. Roger Miller, born on this day, 1936. Now, he died. He was a heavy smoker and also had some other drug issues. He had some tough times, but he was super talented. Dean Miller, his son from his second of three wives, had a couple of minor hits, it seems to me. Roger Miller, born on this day, 1936. That's all gone, both of them. So it's one of those days where I hope my staff forgot somebody, so at least we have something.
And they did.
Oh. I mean, Bozo the Clown. I mean, does he really need the clown in his title as clown? Bozo the Clown. Are we going to confuse him with Bozo the District Attorney? Bozo the Pope? There's no other Bozo.
The original Bozo the Clown, the best known Bozo the Clown, Larry Harmon.
It's such a great bit.
Out of Chicago. I know it is.
It's just genius.
Larry Harmon, 1925, died in 2008. Bozo.
Wow, that was a good run.
Bozo the Clown. You are such a bozo.
Right.
Bozo the Clown, 1925, Larry Harmon. Now they're all gone.
Gone, but not forgotten.
So the Shane Martin tribute here to Alabama, Songs of the South.
That is good.
We're going to have two winners, and these are pairs of tickets?
Pairs of tickets to a 7:30 show.
One pair for Friday.
At the Chanhassen. It's just the show. If you opt to do dinner and this and that, there's an opportunity to do make a night of it. Why not make a night of it?
What if
Shane Martin?
What if you don't want to do the dinner? Can you brown bag it? They allow you to bring your own.
Yeah, they probably bring your own sandwich in. But
so the question.
Now it's in the Fireside Theater. It's not in the restaurant.
Right.
Thing,
exactly.
You can have dinner if you go out early and do it yourself.
Right. You can have dinner in the other room.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I've done that before for a show there, and then you go into the theater. That's the non-dinner theater.
Right.
And then you enjoy the show.
Correct.
So the question today is. The patent of the day was for a certain brand of home service, HVAC.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. We said they're still making them today.
That brand is still being made today, and this person, Willis Blank, received a U.S. patent for
the world's
first deal here. I'm not going to give you the actual appliance because that might give it away.
Right.
I want people to have to work a little harder for this because these are prestigious tickets and prizes.
Right on.
So 763-450-0100 is 1906. Willis Blank received a U.S. patent for the world's first one of these.
Mm-hmm.
But one of these is not the question. It's the guy's name because that's now the brand name and has been for now well over 100 years. 763-450-0100. Would you like to start a Bobathon with Martina McBride, My Baby Loves Me, Eddie Rabbit, I Love a Rainy Night, or Rick Trevino, Bobby Ann Mason?
Well, even though it won't be in the show, one of Shane's favorite songs is Eddie Rabbit, so let's do that.
Okay.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDB.